Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's a bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Diving right back into it, if you missed it, the first hour is up on the Odyssey app. Check it out. By the way, you can leave us voicemails, so we're giving you a new challenge. Send as many voicemails about this show that are clean. You can't cuss. If you do, we'll have to beep it out, which is still fine. But we're trying to lead the shows in emails and voicemails. So send us a voicemail of why you like the show, and you'll hear your voice maybe one day on our commercial breaks.
And the other thing that's cool about it, gives Spectre something to do.
That's right. And he needs it.
Yeah, he does.
He just lost his favorite hockey player for a couple weeks.
I know. Gosh, getting ready to break Gretzky's record.
Sorry, Ovechkin. The hockey gods have spoken, and their names are Paulina Gretzky.
That's right. The great one is keeping his record.
I don't know if you follow her on IG, Mac, but God.
Do you know who Wayne Gretzky is?
Okay. Come on.
I'm just questioning. The man probably retired 10 years before you were born.
I know more about his daughter than Wayne Gretzky.
I'm sure you do. Yeah.
I'll need to do some research.
Well, she dates Dustin Johnson, golfer.
Aren't they married?
Yeah, married. Sorry. Yeah. Have kids. I mean, good Lord award.
I mean, she used to be the bacon grease, you know.
She
like,
still is.
Yeah.
Bake it up, baby. So the Hall of Fame list is out. 25 modern era players are named today as semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame out of the 2025 class. 4 to 8 will be selected from the list. I can have an argument for everybody on the list. There's one guy that I think the argument will be focused around, and I think you know that name, and it is...
Antonio Gates.
That's right. No, it is Eli Manning.
Yep.
He is the name that is going to spark the conversation between everybody in the room, and I can honestly say I don't know how I truly feel about this, because it makes me think that rings are all that matter in the NFL when it comes to this selection, because I will go to you first.
Yeah.
Because I'm really intrigued, because we haven't had this conversation yet. Do you personally believe that Eli Manning is a Hall of Fame player?
I do, based on the Super Bowls. Yes, if he didn't have Super Bowl rings, I would say no, he's not a Hall of Famer. But he did lead his team to 2 Super Bowls. And whenever it started in the NFL, that's how we judge quarterbacks now in this league, right? And the play to David Tyree is as good a play as you'll ever see. He threw a pass the following Super Bowl to Mario Manningham along the sideline that was a dart, like, wow, type moment and whatnot. And he was the steward of a franchise in New York for, you know, the better part of a decade and a half, and won some big playoff games on the road and whatnot. So, yeah, I do believe that Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. Is he a slam dunk? no, because I think there's going to be a lot of people in that room who debate. And that's what I love most about the Pro Football Hall of Fame versus baseball. Mm-hmm. Baseball, they send a ballot out and, you know, you can you vote after, you know, you Schefter'd one off, right? And sit there and do your thing and not seriously think about it. These guys will sit in a room in New Orleans on the Saturday before the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And that meeting could take hours. It's like finding the new Pope. When the white smoke comes up, that's when you know it's done. And there will be debates. There will be conversation. It's a great meet. I would love to someday be a part of just listening to one of those meetings as everybody makes a case for mm-hmm. all of these guys. So it'll be a well-thought-out process. There will be a lot of debate. He may be one of the most debated-on guys that we ever see in the Hall of Fame. But ultimately, yeah, I think he does get in. He led his franchise to two Super Bowl championships.
I would say that I don't think that he's necessarily deserving of it. I understand that he has two Super Bowl titles. One, he didn't make the catch. Now, I know that he kind of moved around and got, you know, kept the play alive, but he didn't make the catch.
Threw the ball, though.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch.
No, he didn't.
I'm talking about when he made the catch, like a catch.
Oh.
He didn't throw the ball, but he made that catch because he had better hands than the guy had the arm. David Tyree made the catch against his helmet to mm-hmm. secure it and hold it down. The other thing I would say is that he was in that Super Bowl and contended because he had one of the best defensive lines that we've seen in a very, very long time.
Great defense. Yeah, they held New England to 10 points.
His numbers in his career would indicate that he's not. Because I thought that the Hall of Fame was based on full resume. And if that's the case, Big Ben should be in the Hall of Fame.
No question.
But he's not. And
is he eligible yet?
I don't know if he's eligible yet, but he's not
I don't think he's eligible.
People look at him as like a slam dunk where people think like, oh, Eli's in. Eli Manning's career numbers are 57,000 yards, 366 touchdowns, 244 interceptions. He has a 500 record. We all knew that because the last game they benched him.
Mm-hmm.
117-117. Four Pro Bowls. Big Ben, 64,000 yards, 418 touchdowns, 211 interceptions, two Super Bowls, six Pro Bowls, and a record of 165-81-1.
Yeah, Ben's a Hall of Famer. Nobody's doubting that.
Right. And then there's guys like Phillip Rivers, never won a Super Bowl, better numbers in his career than Eli Manning, and some would say that he had a Hall of Fame career.
Mm-hmm.
Just never won a Super Bowl.
Right.
Only went to one AFC championship, I believe.
Yeah.
Fair.
So, I mean, yeah, that's something else, too.
Right. But if the other thing that I would do is like if Eli Manning is considered a Hall of Famer, that would mean that he's like really, really good. Where would you pick Eli Manning on this list of quarterbacks to pick from in an all-time list? Big Ben, Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, Joe Flacco, Eli Manning. In my opinion, I wouldn't pick Eli Manning until the very last pick.
I'd take him over all of those guys, quite honestly, because he
over Matthew Stafford.
Yeah,
that's insane.
He plays big in big games.
That's insane.
He plays big in big games and in big moments.
Defense did.
So no, he did as well.
He
go back and
really
look at the
games.
Entire playoff run that Eli Manning had.
Not an Hall of Famer.
He is, and he will be. And
he played for the New York Giants.
Well, that has nothing to do with it. He won two Super Bowls.
It has nothing to do with the fact that he played for the New York Giants that he's in a Hall of Famer.
Oh, I don't think so. So at all. No. Mac, you're with me on this one. It doesn't matter who you play for.
I don't think it matters who you play for. Part of me with the Hall of Fame thing is telling the story of the NFL. I think it'd be really hard to tell the story of the NFL without Eli Manning. He beat the GOAT twice.
Yeah, in the Super Bowl. Yeah, who else has beaten Tom Brady in the Super Bowl? You know, other than the Eagles that one time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, he was the first. They took down a 17-0 team.
Yeah,
they beat him again in the Super Bowl.
You can't tell the story of the 21st century of the NFL without Eli Manning.
Right, and Nick Foles.
And Nick Foles, but I mean, really, that's Eli Manning did it twice.
Yeah. Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. Joe Flacco's not a Hall of Famer. I think Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer. I think Matthew Stafford will be a Hall of Famer. I think Phillip Rivers will be a Hall of Famer. I think Big Ben will be a Hall of Famer.
Wow, you think? Wow, okay.
Who do you wow on?
I don't think Rivers or Ryan.
You don't,
personally.
Okay. They put up great numbers. Now, they don't have the Super Bowls, obviously.
Yeah.
But sometimes
great
it's
numbers.
Okay to break outside of that a little
I
bit.
Agree.
Go, look at the numbers these guys put up.
I agree.
And, you know, kind of generational type guys. But, again, they don't have the playoff success. And so much of how we judge the NFL these days, really sports now, is all judged on what you did in the playoffs. We love Jordan. We love, you know, these guys that show up big in big moments. Like, is Derek Jeter a Hall of Famer based on the regular season? No. But in big moments, who is there? Derek Jeter.
He had 3,000 hits. That's like one of the indicators to get you in the Hall of Fame is if you have that. Yeah, and that's all done in the regular
season. But he's known for what he did in the postseason, his big moments. I think there's something. Like Patrick Mahomes is so big in big moments. Travis Kelce shows up in big moments. A certain type of player shows up big in those big moments. So
to answer your question, though, Dusty, Eli, Big Ben, Rivers, Ryan, Stafford, Flacco, I think Eli would be my second to last pick there. Flacco would be my last.
Number one would be Matt Stafford. And it's not even close.
Big Ben is really close.
Yeah, Big Ben is really good. Like, he's prime. A first ballot Hall of Famer. That guy was legit, man.
It might be, but yeah, Stafford or Big Ben, absolutely. No question.
When did Ben retire?
Way too late.
2019?
Yeah.
19. Oh, because that playoff game here. So he should be eligible next year then for the Hall of Fame.
He just has the tainted past that I think they're going to put it on his resume to kind of keep him down a peg. At least in my opinion. I think that will be one thing that people will bring up.
Yeah, but you start to look at some of these other dudes that are in Halls of Fame. Lawrence Taylor's in the Hall of Fame. Ty Cobb's in the Hall. Like, I mean, there were some rotten people off the field that do make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. No, I'm yeah.
Again, that's why the football one is the best, because people are having these conversations that we just had inside that room, and every guy is tasked, like if you cover the team from Pittsburgh, you're tasked with presenting Ben Roethlisberger and explaining why you believe he gets to be in the Hall of Fame. I bet it gets probably pretty heated in there at times, too. I know Therese used to participate, obviously, in those meetings. And, you know, I wish, again, he was around so we could ask him this question. I'd love to see what Therese would say about Eli Manning getting into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he'd probably laugh at my face. He'd be like, you got to come on, Dust. You know he's in.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. I can hear that laugh and that voice.
I know. I miss him so much.